Hello, Mr. Ali. So great to have you here in this challenge. If I'm not mistaken, actually, you have participated in the previous one. I'm sorry that I didn't record any response to that. I'm sorry. But this one, here I am. Actually, I want to talk a little bit about the things that you mentioned. You gave a lot of examples and you talked very well, as you say. You mentioned. Sorry, you mentioned, for example, if you take risk, maybe it's gonna be dangerous, and that's definitely true, because risk is danger. So when you talk about risk, yes, there must be a danger behind it, because risk without danger is not a risk at all, right? Yeah, but risk can be very little, small, or it can be very huge and big. So, I learned a little bit about the people from Texas. I don't know what Americans call them. I think they are called Texian or something. And these guys actually, they're huge gamblers. It means that they bet their lives. So if they win, they win a lot. If they lose, they lose a lot. So they love risks because they see improvement in risk. If they lose a lot of money, they're not gonna be disappointed. They will talk about it, about their loss, about the things that they have lost. And they're so proud of it. And here's the thing. This is the attitude that everyone must have. Because you said that, for example, you said that it is possible that, for example, you take a rest and you live on the street. Yes, this is possible. Of course it is. And but if you take risk in a smart way, in a smart way, of course, I don't think that this will happen to you. And you mentioned some other good examples that I liked very much, especially that separation from your wife or husband or whatever. So yeah, you mentioned a very awesome thing. I think that yes, that's true in my opinion, and it's possible. But if your wife actually leaves you because actually you took that risk, I don't think that wife is a good wife for you or any other guy out there, because you're living a life, and of course you have to talk to each other because of this. Okay, I want to take this risk. What do you think, wife? So, and she will give you some ideas. And here's the thing, that in life, if you find a good wife that actually understands risks, and it's actually somehow modern. Has this, idea of being modern and live a true life, because a life, as I said, without challenge is not a life at all, right? It doesn't have any fulfillment, it doesn't have any advantages. So I think that risks must be taken. Doesn't matter if you're a risk taker or not, you must take risk. If not, why you're living? I think this is something that we have to teach our children, that they must take risk and they must understand that sometimes you will lose a lot. Donald Trump, actually, I think he lost a lot of money in one of his businesses. I think he got bankrupt and he lost a lot of money, but it's still, wow, he has a lot of money. Yeah, he lost a lot, but he won a lot. So this is the difference between Donald Trump and maybe regular people. So taking rest is very good, and we must not be afraid of it. We must be smart about it, I think. This is the best way to actually describe it. So if you're smart enough, even if you lose, you will learn. But if you're not smart and you take that risk without any idea, out of blue, you can call. Yes, that's gonna be dangerous, super, super dangerous. So yeah, that was it, and thank you so much. That was a great, actually, voice that you recorded, and congratulations, you're very good. So please record more and let us enjoy your voice. Thanks. Bye.